Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows near 60. Full forecast details are coming up. Gateway Technical College's IMET Center in Sturtevant is hosting the legislature's Joint Finance Committee hearing on the Foxconn incentive package. The committee began by hearing from members of Governor Walker's cabinet discuss many of the aspects of the proposed $3 billion agreement. Secretary of the Department of Administration Chuck Neitzel said studies have shown that the Foxconn development in southeast Wisconsin would have a ripple effect across the state.
Beyond the investment by Foxconn, a study by Ernst & Young shows even greater impacts. 10,000 construction jobs created over the next 4 years, with an additional 6,000 indirect jobs related to construction. 22,000 indirect and induced jobs throughout the state. $1.4 billion in purchases by Foxconn annually from Wisconsin suppliers.
Mark Hogan, the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, assured the committee that Foxconn will receive no state tax credits unless construction and employment goals are met. Public testimony on the proposal began earlier this afternoon and is expected to continue into this evening. A project director is on board in Mount Pleasant, the board narrowly approving the position to oversee the anticipated development that will come to the village, either the Foxconn facility or other related businesses. Former Burlington Mayor Claude Lois, who was a candidate for village administrator, will be paid $20,000 a month for the next year unless he or the village opt out of the contract. When it appeared the board was split 3-3, Special Counsel Alan Markowitz said the village is in the eye of the storm and hiring a project director would show the village is in the best position to get the Foxconn development. Trustee Gary Feast said he feels the village needs to hire a full-time administrator first and complained the proper process for hiring a project director was not followed.
It never went to finance, legal, license. It never went to personnel. I asked to see a contract. The contract is, in my opinion, extremely vague on the duties and responsibilities. And I guess the biggest problem I have with it is we haven't even been announced as a potential site. And we want to hire a gentleman for $250,000.
Village President Dave DeGroote said the village needs to get the job done now, and it could be months before an administrator is on board to replace interim administrator Tim Zarzecki. The final vote was 4-2, with Feast and Hansen voting no. Following the vote, the board again met in closed session for about 90 minutes, discussing what the agenda listed as a development project in the village. Just after midnight, the Kenosha Sheriff's Department in Salem Lakes Rescue responded to the report of a pedestrian struck by a train at 258th Court and Highway C, also known as Wilmont Road, near Trevor, where it turned out 18-year-old Adam Sanchez of Twin Lakes was on the tracks to video a moving train with his cell phone. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
A news release indicates that the conductor of the Canadian National train saw the man, began to slow down to about 35 miles per hour. The man on the tracks, though, failed to get out of the way in time and was hit. He was taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital with critical injuries. Four others with the victim of similar age were not hurt. The train conductor told the investigators he could see the lights of several cell phones ahead and that it took almost a mile for that 118-car train to come to a stop after striking the pedestrian. The estimated weight of the train, more than 13,000 tons. The accident scene closed for over 2 hours by that investigation. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The driver killed in a three-vehicle accident in the village of Summers Monday morning has been identified as 51-year-old Michael Emmons of Kenosha. The accident happened in the 7400 block of Highway S when a vehicle, for as yet unknown reason, crossed the center line. The vehicle sideswiped another car, which ended up in a ditch, then hit another vehicle driven by Emmons head-on. Emmons was pronounced dead at the scene. The two other drivers were airlifted to Frederick Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The accident remains under investigation. The Kenosha Unified School Board meets at 7 o'clock this evening at the Educational Support Center, and among the items on the agenda, the approval of a program called Building Lifelong Trust, which is a collaboration between the district and the Kenosha Police Department, including discussion of citizens' rights and responsibilities when interacting with law enforcement, and a request to add middle school cross-country and high school lacrosse to the list of sports offered by the district. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.